Welcome everybody. We're just playing musical chairs at the moment. So after musical chairs finishes for translation. Actually, we wanted to have a little time for you to meet Didi Nirmala. Didi Nirmala is the regional coordinator for Asia. But unfortunately, as you know, she's not well. And just now she's left for Ahmedabad and she's going into hospital in Ahmedabad. And she's having breathing difficulties. In fact, they wanted to airlift her to Mumbai, but they thought that was a little bit too much for her. So anyway, I know everyone is having good wishes for Didi. So in a moment, we'd really just love to hear from some of you your experiences, something that you found special for you during the last week, whether it's an experience, a realization, a transformation, anything special, and we'd really love to hear from as many as possible. So I thought I'd just mention that so you can have a little bit of a think. It's really lovely to hear experiences, but you know, we're all heading back tomorrow, or most of us are heading back, and you know, I think it's good to really think. You know, when I land at home, when you land back in that familiar atmosphere with all the familiar issues and things, you know, how am I going to manage? And you know, I think one of the great subjects of this life is finding a balance. Finding a balance. Because often balance has been between family and work. But here we realize that there's three things really: self, family, and work. Which do you think we neglect? I think everyone agrees we neglect the self. And yet really I feel the challenge is that when you get back into this incredibly full-on routine, what we do is we put the self last. You know, because I have to get the family going, I have to go to work, and then I neglect myself. And then all the old feelings come back again. And I think really that we come here for a week, but the real thing is to sustain my practice at home, whatever is appropriate for you, if that's possible. And I would really try to be quite disciplined every single day. You know, wake up and try and have your meditation, have your spiritual study, because that sustains you. And I honestly feel when you feel sustained, those living with you, your family, will automatically feel the benefit of your company and your attitude, your vibrations, etc. And if possible, I think too, if we can connect with a center, because you know, as was asked today, company is a great thing. And I think a lot of our experience here has been this wonderful company, you know, everyone with this elevated intent to, you know, improve myself. So try to keep, if we go to the center, a good time in a lot of places is a Sunday, but that may not suit you. But really try to get to the center. But thirdly, I was thinking too, what happens is, you know, you get home and you're all high and you're flying and something happens, you know. You know, your family hasn't been here and you're on a cloud nine. And they think, come on, get over it, come on, do that. You know, you sort of, it can be a bit of a thud, it can come back down to earth. So I feel, be prepared. And I think what spirituality does, it may affect you because that's our habit, but bounce back quickly. Really try to bounce back quickly and not let it disturb you. Because really, what we're doing here is trying to live in the midst of this world and all the challenges of this world and yet sustain my spirituality. So we also have some Tolian blessings at the end. And Sister Mahini is with us tonight, which is lovely. Sister Mahini looks after all these centers in the Americas and is like Sister Jenty now, like the co-head of the Brahma Kumaris. So we want to be ready for her. But what would be really lovely is just to hear a few of your experiences. And I would love to encourage you just briefly, if possible, so that we can hear as many as possible. So, anyone like to start? Yeah, that's wonderful. Now, please, your name. There's a microphone, if you don't mind standing. And your name, your country. And just maybe 2-3 minutes at the most, if that's okay. Yeah. And if you want to share, if you would like, come, please come out the front and just stand so that we don't keep having to wait for someone to come forward. It's not working. Brother.
My name is Chris, Chris Chung from Malaysia. I am new to BK. I first time, in fact, before I wasn't, I didn't know about BK until like a friend in Kuching has introduced to me. For the last 8 years, I've been on a different course of core value. By an American teacher, so it's also similar to also on a spiritual journey, but more relationship between myself, me and myself. Yeah, it's along that line. The reason I come is I think when my friend in Kuching shared with me about this, and I find there's a lot of so-called similarity and resonate what I been learning all these years. I myself is more looking at something. I came from my family is Buddhist temple when I was young, and they sent me to a Christian school in Singapore, then went to London. I get baptized as a Christian, but I over the years I find there's a lack in myself in the whole thing. So after a few years I stopped going to church. Then I stopped then until I started the core value, and I find it very something that I've been looking for a long, long time. So for me, I've been so called seeking and looking to grow spiritually in this area. So coming here is something that is very enlightening. One thing especially I like to share is meditating. I've been meditating for 8 years, but I learned for the last 8 years, I've been doing like meditating. It's not Raj Yoga, but it's through. I need to learn about breathing and breathe out, and I'm so supposed to be thoughtless. But every time when I meditate, my mind is, you know, is everywhere. And until I came to learn it here, the proper way to do meditations, which is to you cannot start. I learned here is you cannot stop your heart from beating, you know. So you cannot stop your organs from functioning. How can you stop your mind from thinking? So the affirmation, the guide for meditation, is something that I find very awakening for me. I think this is really beautiful, and that's something that I really appreciate it here. The second thing I like to share is about karma also. I'm from Sister Shivani. The where I came from is learning about law of karma. I didn't know there's a law of karma. Something new to me again. You know, when in our part of the world, when you say someone, this is karma, you always think of more the negativity, you know, when someone something happened. But this is something that is, I think, is very, I find it very, again, about the ball, you throw the ball, how you catch a ball, what's the energy that you throw. All these things is really something enlightening, and I find it really, overwhelming, and it's really good. So these things that I like to share on that. And yeah. Okay. So that's let me finish the last one. But again, I more looking at the spirituality, not religions. There's a lot question for me has been answered, but again, there's also many more new questions been created for me. So, like circle of time, you know, this is something completely new to me, you know, and there's many, many other things along this line. This is something that I'm still looking at. There's a lot of questions in this area, perhaps. Yeah, that's my sharing. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Chris. That was lovely. Who's going to be careful which balls you throw and which balls you receive? Thank you, Chris. That was lovely. Yes.
Hi, everyone. I'm Ruth from Australia. I think I've probably spoken to most of you. And there's just so much that I've taken from this week. So the actual words that were spoken by the teachers were incredible, but a lot of it wasn't necessarily new on my journey, because it's I've thrown myself into this path, but what I found I got from them in their delivery of it was the frequency. So every teacher will teach with a different frequency and a vibration, and so their embodiment was able to transmit to me, I think, a new, I don't know if it's a new layer, but a new level of connecting with that wisdom. So that's kind of the first point. The second thing is just the connections with all of you and with everyone here. As somebody who I can be a little bit reserved, and so standing in front of you now is a little bit, but the space that's been created for conversations, to explore ideas, to get to know people, to feel like you don't have to walk this path alone, I have found it very, very liberating, and I feel a great sense of lightness in how things will be when I return home. So thank you so much. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Ruth. Margaret.
Sorry, I'll be quick, Charles.
Yes.
Hi, everyone. I'm Margaret. I'm from Wilton, which is the retreat centre just out of Sydney, south of Sydney. I've known for a long time that the seed has been there, and I just feel like I've been watered and the light shone on me with everyone that's here and all the energy, the BKs and all the new people, everyone, and it's just been a delight. And I know how much I can continue to grow, and I'm very excited. Thank you.
Thank you, Margaret. If anyone else wants to come forward. Yes.
Good afternoon. I am Maria Corazon Alforque from the Philippines. My concept of peace is very different. So when Biki Ellen Luna invited me, the word peace really captured me. That's why I said, okay, I will join. So when I said my concept of peace is very different, because I'm not able to connect it with spirituality. It's more of the practical concept of peace. When I always ask, how can there be peace when there is so much poverty and injustice around us? So with the 7 days that we had, and all the meditation and the class, plus the group discussions that we had, I'm trying to connect the peace that I use to believe into spirituality, that we can achieve peace starting by ourselves. So it's not just the peace that I shout in the streets of the Philippines, but it is the peace within myself too. Very new. And I'm still learning the art of meditation because I don't meditate. And it was very new that I am very new with the concept of meditation, because mostly I act according to what is the problem. Anyway, I am born and raised Catholic, but when we were growing up, our parents give us the liberation to search and find the religion or the belief that we are in. So I am very thankful, really, with joining these 7 days. So, and then one more that really, I am a nurse by profession. I am really struck by the global hospital, the integrative one. So I even talked to doctor, the chief there, that I am willing to do volunteer work as a nurse, especially with the outreach program on community-based, you know, the primary health care. That's all, and thank you very much.
If anyone else, please come forward. We'd love to hear a few more.
Thanks for the opportunity. I'm very glad to be here, and this is a very amazing experience. I'm Yao from Malaysia, practicing as a neurologist. And during the COVID pandemic, actually, I see a lot of doctors or healthcare professionals, actually, they experience burnout. And I'm committed, when I go back, I would like to introduce spiritual science. I know the journey of the thousand steps begins with the first step. Even though it's tough, but I am convinced that spiritual science is the answer, because among a lot of healthcare professionals, they need to be healed before they can heal others. And in fact, this trip, I actually found also the answer why many people committed suicide, why people are depressed. Apart from they have suppressed anger, but the basis is actually they lack connection with they themselves. They are not grounded, and they also lack connection with the God, because we have divine in us. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, that's lovely.
Om Shanti. My name is Padmini Pandit. I'm from Hong Kong. I first did this course 9 years back. And oh my God, it's been an incredible experience being here and revising everything. I think the best part for me was connecting with some really interesting souls. My group members, I can see some of them here. I've learned so much from each one of you. Oh, it's been an incredible journey. But if one experience I had to share that I would be taking away with me would be the experience of Amrit Vela, because that's the first time I have ever meditated in that hour, you know, with some amazing souls. I might get overwhelmed and start crying. That happens to me very often. But oh boy, what an experience it was. It stayed with me for the longest time. I've never been so soul conscious for that long a period. So I did Amrit Vela, followed by the meditation at 6:30, and then the walk. And I came back and I felt like I was a different person. I've never been so alert and so in the moment. And I'm really very, very sure that I would be continuing with that. That's one thing that I take back. Thank you so much, Tim. Yeah, thank you so much for everything. Thank you so much, everyone, Sister Rohini, Charlie, each one of you. Thank you.
Hi, Om Shanti. My name's Ingrid. I'm originally from India, but I live in Hong Kong. And I've come here for the third time, but I think this has been the most uplifting experience for me. We've been led by Sister Rohini, and we've just received so much of high-level energy from a whole lot of our higher leaders here. But we had a night with Brother Yogesh, and I shared this with my conversation group. And I I've been meditating, trying to meditate. I do it a lot of times, but I've been very inconsistent. And I came to the organization in 2009. And since then, it's been up and down. But I tell you, these five things that Brother Yogesh has mentioned, which I'd really like to share with all of you. So it's something that we all can take back. The first thing is meditation in the morning. It won't work for me at 4:30 because I'm a flight attendant, so I live in different countries at different times. I wake up and I sometimes don't even know where I am. But I'll do it the first time I wake up in the morning, so that's the first thing, meditation in the morning. The second thing is gaining spirituality, maybe from any person or any videos or any spiritual leaders that you follow or attend. For me, it's Sister Shivani a lot, and now it's Brother Charlie I'm going to listen to. Honestly, and Sister Jayanti is one of my favorites, and the others are Joe Dispenza and Abraham Hicks for the others outside Brahma Kumaris. But so that's the second thing, and the third thing is traffic control. It's so important. I've had it on my phone for 2 years now, and it just brings you back, because a lot of times I'm faced with 400 passengers and everyone screaming and shouting and different things you're attending to, and then I try and remember every hour at least to come back. I'm not perfect, but I try. The fourth thing is meditation in the evenings, and Brother Yogesh put it very nicely, around 6 to 7:30, if I'm right, Padmini, there were angels wandering around, and that's the best time to do your meditation in the evenings. And that's one thing I never did, was meditation in the evenings. So I think that's number four for me. And number five is just to uplift someone spiritually. Just any person, that at least one person if you can. Just uplift them in any way, whether it's on the phone, whether it's personally, anyhow. And that's all for me. So thank you all very much. And I really like to thank Sister Rohini for giving us, through Baba, an amazing, yet again, an amazing, incredible experience. And thank you all for all your energies and for every time we meet and Om Shanti was mentioned. I think it's just beautiful. Thank you.
So anyone else, please come. It'd be lovely to hear a few more. Thank you.
I'm Ram Gupta. I'm from India only, originally. But since 91, I have been living in Singapore, and now I'm a Singapore citizen. In India, when I was there, you know, it was very hectic life and all that. I didn't know interest in spirituality or any other thing. So I didn't know much about it. But going to Singapore, I immediately came in touch with Brahma Kumaris also. My interest mainly is in spirituality. I read a lot, I practice a lot, and I have been here, this is the third time I have come here. Almost every 10 years I have been coming, not very frequently. So this time only, now I am 84, so I was told not to come rather, but then I had to bring a companion to be eligible to come here. My wife died 2 years back, otherwise we used to come both. What I find is spirituality has become a very common term, and even children at younger and younger age, they talk about spirituality, they can know some terms and all that, but we didn't know anything at that age. But what I feel is that spirituality is not for talking, it should be shown in your actions, your behavior, your living style. It has to be a daily practice, not only sitting in meditation and all that. In every action, it should be exhibited. Then only spirituality will make progress. See, this place, I would say, heaven you will see only after death. But I think this is the place like heaven which you can see in your own life. Every time I have come here, I like it tremendously, and I am very happy. You meet every brother and sister, the behavior and the talk. I go to many ashram. I'm not attached to any ism or any particular right. But I feel the vibrations here, that behavior here exceeds everything else. This is the best place, I would say. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you.
Om Shanti. I am Raghuram from Sri Lanka. Good evening to you all. Almost our brothers and sisters cleared and shared every experience in this area. Anyhow, I written a small poem to our Sri Lankan brothers and sisters. So I have to share with you in Tamil and English. Anyhow, Tamil to be recorded, that's why I wrote in Tamil. And English also I wrote, that I concern that. Om Shanti. Valueth peace amidst towards mountains. No hunger, no tension. Serving and caring us with love and kindness. My brothers and sisters, Brahma Kumaris. Restless hearts found peace. Hearing hearts found answers. Tired body found strength here. We founded ourselves by submitting to the creators of Brahmas. All the languages of the world went silent here. When all the religions impacted each other in love. Together we came forgetting differences among ourselves. Unforgettable memories for a lifetime. Om Shanti. If you don't mind, shall I read it in Tamil?
Is it possible maybe to share in Tamil afterwards?
Okay.
Would that be okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much.
This is my mother tongue, so I have to record on that to my wife. Okay. Malaygalin naduve manangalai amaidiyakkidum om shanti. Okay. Padattam illai, pani kulappam illai, pasiyum illai, panbodu anbodu parimaridum, brahmakumarigalum, kumarargalum, ivvelayil emmodu. Alaindha manam amaidi kandathu, தொலைந்த மனம் நிம்மதி கொண்டது, களைத்த மனம் காத்திரம் கொண்டது, மன ஒரு நிலையில் எம்மை நாமே உணர வைத்தது. உலகத்து மொழிகளை ஊமையாக்கினோம், அகிலத்து மதங்களை அன்போடு அரவணைத்தோம், வேறாய் நின்றிடும் இனங்களை விழுதுகளாய் ஒன்றிணைத்தோம், வாழ்வு உள்ளவரை ஓம் சாந்தி.
Thank you. So it would be lovely if maybe someone from Thailand, someone from Vietnam, if Indonesia, where the echo wants to say something. So Rohini Ben, do you want to say something?
Oh, no, I'm going to give them.
Oh, okay. Come.
No, I don't need to share.
Yes, my name is Anh. I'm from Vietnam. And there are three other members in our delegation, including two BK from Vietnam too. So our group, including six members. I would like to share the one very remarkable achievement we received after 6 and 8 days in Abu Mountains. Two members in our group, we have experienced more than 20 years to know about the Brahmakumaris. And myself, I know the inner space in Hanoi for 20 years. And one another member studied the Baba knowledge 7 or 8 years. But until this visit, all the answers we have, all the questions we have before have been answered. Particularly the lesson with the Brother Shali is very clear, very, how to say, we are very appreciate your sharing. And we appreciate the organization of the Academy because you try all of us to experience both class, the training class, but experience in hospital and in silent walking and to the plant. So it's a very comprehensive training course we have here. And so thank you very much, all of you. And thank you very much, all the participants from other countries, to give the environment very great for us. And we will try the best to have the big achievement in our journey. Thank you.
Thank you. Lovely. So we've just got maybe a couple more minutes. I don't know, someone from Thailand would like to share something. Anyone from Indonesia? Yes, come.
Oh, good. I will use this for translation. You use that one.
นะเมื่อคืนรำสวยมาก
การเริ่มต้นของสมาธิมันคือจุดเริ่มต้นแห่งความพิเศษและคือโอบกอดของสมาธิจิตวิญญาณ
The beginning of meditation is very special is something like that it's the starting point of embracing
มันไม่ง่ายเลยที่เราจะมาอยู่ในพุทธศาสนาและเราก็อยู่ในเชิงของจิตวิญญาจิตวิญญาณที่ทั้งสองอย่างเนี้ยมันเป็นทางคู่ขนานที่มีความสวยงาม
Actually it is not easy because I'm from the Buddhist background and then Buddhist and spirituality is like the parallel to each other but both are very beautiful
และรวมถึงตัวผมเองอ่ะได้ทั้งในเชิงของสมาธิที่เป็นทางพุทธศาสนาและทางจักกะที่เป็นของทางจิตวิญญาณด้วยครับ
Actually for myself I studied Buddhist meditation and also the some chakra also
ดังนั้นทั้งสองอย่างมันคืออบกอดแห่งการเรียนรู้แห่งการพัฒนาและที่สำคัญคืออบกอดแห่งการเป็นผู้ให้ในอนาคตครับ
So both things are like the embrace of learning developingand then they will yeah เรียนรู้พัฒนาอะไรกันนะคะ
และการส่งมอบให้กับผู้คนในอนาคต
and then to send it give it forward to the other people
ด้วยความรักและองค์ความรู้ที่ได้จากการพัฒนาตนเองทั้งภาคทฤษฎีและปฏิบัติ
so that is from love and love for the theory and the practice
สิ่งที่ได้จากคราวนี้ก็คือ1 act to react การกระทำคือสิ่งที่จะพัฒนาตัวเองในการบ่มเพาะเมล็ดพืชไปสู่อนาคต
The first thing I got is the acting and react no action and reaction so whatever action I do is like that I just sow my seed for the future
เพราะสุดท้ายนั้นจิตวิญญาณคือความรักความเมตตาที่เราจะนำพาองค์ความรู้ทั้งหมดไปบูรณาการเพื่อส่งมอบให้กับผู้คนในอนาคต
Because spirituality is something like that integration that we can just bring it forward to the people
ขอบคุณครับ
So thank you very much
And maybe anyone from Japan we'd love to hear someone from Japan
My name is Anastasia. I come from Indonesia.
Can you hold a little bit closer, Anastasia? Okay. Thank you. Just
okay. I know the meditation because I'm practicing yoga. Before I start the yoga, I always do the meditation. After finish with savasana, I do the meditation also. So the meditation that I did is only for pranayama and relaxation. But right now, I learn a different way how to do the meditation.And then with the open eyes, and then we focus with the soul, the light, and so on. And then right now, I will try do everything with more awareness. I will walk with full awareness, eat with full awareness, and so on. It is very nice to have this event, and then I'm very thankful for all the committee here. I learn. I think this very nice occasion and event, and I'm very grateful to have this event. Okay, thank you so much.
Ladies and gentlemen, we present this is joke. My name is Teruyoshi Kawada.
Teru.
But I can't speak good.Japanese. I can't speak English. So, interpreter, よろしくです。はい。私はですね、セブンジェネレーションっていう団体に属してます。
So, I belong to the Seven Generation in Japan.
アメリカではですね、パチャママアライアンス。
In US, it is called パチャママアライアンス。
7世代先を考えようっていうので日本では取り組んでますが、パチャママでは持続可能な地球、宇宙、命を作ろうとしております。
So, パチャママアライアンス has the, maybe you can,
任します。
説明したら、パチャママアライアンスっていうのは、7 generations。Think about seven generations. Whatever we do, we think about before and after generations. Seven.
ね、はい、ということでですね、本当に命を大切にし、そしてブラマクマリスさんの光、魂っていったことつながるっていう部分ではですね、やっぱり人、ヒューマンビーング含めて本当に大切なことだというふうに感じております。
Then I come here and realize that it is very important to think for us human beings to respect life.
今後ともですね、皆さん BK の各センターが頑張られることもありますし、セブンジェネレーションを含め、パチャママアライアンス、ぜひ頑張っていきたいと思いますんで、皆さん、顔晴れっていうことでね、殴られて晴れるんじゃないです。心の底から明るく。
So, so anyway, he belongs to the seven generations, but it is a lean twist from that dream, changing the dream,
Symposium.
Maybe in your country, there must be the, that symposium.From Amazon.
はい。
Amazon people.
アチアル族。
The so it they including their own you know their program that Amazon is destroyed, but they start to ask cooperation and they propose us.To change our dream from materialism to spirituality, like that. So the cooperation, maybe Pachamama and the Brahma Kumaris is cooperation.
Cooperation.
Cooperation organization in the sustainability conference.So you can check the Papa Seven Generation, Pachamama Alliance. So changing the dream symposium in your country, there must be those people.、
ね、はい、ありがとうございました。Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you so much. Anyone else who has a burning feeling they want to share before we finish? Oh, here we are. There's a burning feeling.
Om Shanti. I don't want to share anything, but I think every one of us would like to... It's not important, my name. It's not important. I'm a soul.I want us to thank everybody who organized this nice seminar. Thank you. Om Shanti. Thank you, everybody. I'm from Quebec. I'm from Canada. I like to say Quebec because that's a French part of Canada, and this is the only one. My name is Marie-Louise. Om Shanti.
Isn't it wonderful? Canada just entered Asia. So Asia's taking over the world. Okay, thank you so much, everyone. I also have a few shawls. Did anyone not get a shawl on the first night who would like one? Yeah, I have a few if you would like. And also many have asked about giving a donation. If you would like, normally our usual thing is we give it to Didi Nirmala, but unfortunately she's not here. So if you would like to share something, and as we... It's not mandatory, but if you would like to, you could give it to me. I'm happy to help there. And so let's have just a minute or two of silence, and then we will come. If you want to come and get a toli and a blessing, thank you.